The Year in a Day by Father Raymond J. D'Souza. It was 1 year in a single day. On May 11th, the year 2024 unfolded for American Catholics. In the space of a few hours, two commencement addresses were delivered. Jonathan Rumi at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., and Harrison Butker at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Much of what marked Catholic life in America, ecclesially, culturally, politically, in 2024 can be heard in the different approaches offered by the two speakers on that day. If there had been a Time Magazine Catholic of the Year for being newsworthy, it might well have been Butker, who is adjacent to the celebrity world of Taylor Swift, who actually was Time's Person of the Year 2023, her second time, though in 2017 she was part of a group. The Butker speech got more attention than Rumi's by several orders of magnitude. That itself was a telling sign of who shaped the national conversation in 2024. Butker began by castigating bad leaders who don't stay in their lane, and presenting himself as one who preaches more hard truths about accepting your lane and staying in it. But who is in which lane when dispensing Catholic advice? Rumi, a veteran actor who plays Jesus in the stunning theatrical phenomenon of The Chosen, or Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs? The lanes are certainly shifting. Presidential candidates in 2024 frequented podcasts rather than the mainstream media. Those who no longer stay in their lane had a prominent role. The Republican National Convention, for example, featured Amber Rose, whose work includes a digital strip club and the Los Angeles slut walk promoting sex positivity, in a primetime speaking slot. Perhaps there are no lanes anymore. In 2024, public discourse seemed more demolition derby. Butker's speech sparked a national controversy for his encouragement that young women seek fulfillment as mothers and homemakers, noting that his own wife's life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. There were other musings against natural family planning and choosing where to live based on proximity to the traditional Latin Mass. Yet the heart of Butker's address was inveighing against bad leaders. He castigated President Joe Biden as delusional, Catholics who fear speaking the truth, and bishops and priests misleading their flocks. In the category of bad leaders, Butker notably did not mention NFL owners, a group that tends to prioritize private gain over the common good, or sports celebrities, two groups that would be very much in Butker's lane. Butker offered a combative Catholicism at Benedictine, which is intensely attractive to many, especially young men, as any campus chaplain will report. He represents a source of vitality and energy in the church and the broader culture. Combative men in digital media emerged in 2024 as an important cultural influence. The trend has been evident for some years, but their influence on the presidential race gained them more attention. Many of them are not Christian and some even anti-Christian, but there are prominent Christian content producers as well. Butker's approach was more evident in an interview he gave to EWTN on March 15, 2024. Speaking about the previous month's transgender funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Butker said he refused an invitation from Cardinal Timothy Dolan's radio program because he found Dolan's response to the funeral lacking. "I was waiting on someone to come out and say that this is outrageous. This is an abomination. This should have never happened. This should have been stopped." And nothing came. In fact, a statement did come from the rector of St. Patrick's Cathedral several weeks before Butker's EWTN interview. Father Enrique Salvo expressed his outrage over the scandalous behavior at a funeral here at St. Patrick's Cathedral, stating that the cathedral's welcome had been degraded in such a sacrilegious and deceptive way. He explained that at Cardinal Dolan's directive, "We have offered an appropriate mass of reparation." Surely Butker knew all that, but he judged that the condemnation of sacrilege and a mass of reparation was not sufficiently combative. "We need to take a hard stance," he said. It's not that Butker and St. Patrick's had different views about what happened. The disagreement was about how to address it. The cathedral offered condemnation of sacrilege and sacramental reparation. Butker wanted combat, a hard stance, and heads to roll. Hard stance Catholicism, a significant theme of 2024. Cardinal Dolan is not the sort of hard stance Prelate Butker prefers. Way back in 2012, Dolan was being lauded for his affirmative orthodoxy, here at the Catholic Thing and elsewhere, and was chosen by Pope Benedict XVI to address the 2012 consistory at which he was created a cardinal. The shift is striking. In 2012, one of the more notable American Catholic addresses of the year was New York's Archbishop to the College of Cardinals, in which he recalled advice given to his class by a curial cardinal upon their arrival in the Eternal City. "Seminarians, do me and the Church a big favor. When you walk the streets of Rome, smile." Dolan followed that advice and told his brother cardinals that the missionary, the evangelist, must be a person of joy. In 2024, the memorable address was a football player speaking at a Catholic college who excoriated bishops for only being heard when it's time for the annual appeal. That's a dramatic shift in ecclesial culture, amplified by the enormous attention Catholic media gave to Butker. And few voices found it at all remarkable that the butt kicker, his social media handle, aimed a swift kick at the shepherds of his own church. Cheerful affirmation was 2012. Hard stance is 2024. That is certainly a change from a time that Butker fondly recalled in his address. "Our bishops once had adoring crowds of people kissing their rings and taking in their every word, but now relegate themselves to a position of inconsequential existence." Not completely inconsequential. Cardinal Dolan is still consequential enough to merit a public rebuke from the place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jonathan Rumi took a different tack at CUA. He offered advice to the graduates based on three lessons he had learned by playing Jesus: be an image of Jesus to others, pray more, and surrender to Providence. But he didn't offer a kind of quietism, slinking out of the public square. "You must endeavor to preach the gospel by the life you live, by your actions and the choices you make, by the political positions you take, and by advocacy for the causes you champion. And, yes, especially as a Catholic Christian, that means defending life at all stages." Then Rumi addressed those who call for combative Catholicism. "I know what you're thinking, but things are insane. People are out of control. The world is on fire." Rumi said, "Yes, it may appear that way. But who do you think is in charge?" And then, some advice that offered the road less taken in 2024. Don't let the enemy tempt you to pick up a can of gasoline and add to the flames of the chaos and fear. Be ready with a hose, filled with words of comfort and consolation, ready to put out those flames. Offer a blanket of peace, the peace of acting in accordance with Holy Spirit, providing the solace and wisdom of Jesus, so desperately needed in our times. This is your testing ground. Pray for those who disagree with or even condemn you. Let restraint be your guide, especially in the digital age when it is so easy to just react. Butker and Rumi aren't opposites. They offer contrasting, not contradictory, approaches, both of which have roots in the Gospels. Jesus himself called James and John the sons of thunder. They called down wrath upon those who opposed them. Luke 9 verses 54 to 55. He rebuked them for that, but likely with affection. The sons of thunder approach is hardly to be dismissed and has many iterations down the centuries. It gained greater prominence in 2024. After his address at CUA, Rumi went back to The Chosen, preparing to film the next season about the Last Supper. He spoke of that at the National Eucharistic Congress, where he read in character the Bread of Life discourse from John 6. Combative Catholicism will tend toward politics, the arena where battles are fought and victories are won, or defeats suffered. The comfort and consolation approach will turn toward cultural formation, the place where The Chosen has created a genuine community of contributing viewers who fund the project. Culture is where communion is formed. The graduates of May 11th were offered in different parts of the country on the same day, contrasting Catholic approaches. It was the Super Bowl Saturday of Catholic commencements. In 2024, Butker won the actual Super Bowl, and it would seem captured the Catholic cultural moment. A new year beckons.